producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to be talking to Paul Joseph Watson beginning in the next segment. I want to continue a little bit about civil asset forfeiture and where these guys are hanging out. We talked about what's going on at the state level. As I pointed out, I don't think that we're going to see any reform at the federal level. And let me tell you why. They know that this is starting to hit the public airwaves. They know that people are starting to pay attention to this outrage they call civil asset forfeiture. They've been doing this for over 20 years, but people are starting to pay attention now. So you got people like Eric Holder saying, well, you know, we're going to do something about this. And understand that this is also, we see this manifested in many different ways. It's also the war on cash, where they don't want anybody having cash, where they accuse you of structuring your deposits, where they accuse you of having suspicious activity if you take $5,000 in cash out of the bank after having already scrutinized every penny that you put in and reporting suspicious activity if you put in large amounts. They report it when you take it out. I guess that way they can alert the NSA to start watching your movements more carefully, since they can't follow every transaction that you do with a credit card. You might be paying cash, so let's watch this guy really carefully. That's the kind of paranoid police state that we're living in now. But, of course, Eric Holder has heard your concerns, and he's going to do something to rein this in. Listen to this new policy that they have. In the absence of criminal charges, judicially authorized warrants to seize bank accounts involved in structuring can only be obtained if the prosecutor first develops probable cause of federal criminal activity, and that determination is approved by a supervisor. What's going on with that? I mean, you're telling me that you don't have to convict anybody before you take their cash. You don't have to go to a judge. You don't have to get a search warrant. You don't have to get a guilty verdict. You just have to say, well, I've got probable cause. They got probable cause for everything. Everything is probable cause. And all they have to do is get their supervisor, who is going to profit from the money that they confiscate, who's going to profit from the cars that they confiscate. And again, this is not just the war on drugs. This is structuring. This is suspicious activity reports. It all began with the war on drugs, but it's metastasized way beyond that. They can take your cash. They can take your property. They can take anything. All they have to do is get approval from a supervisor. That's the test anymore. And, of course, we have Rand Paul's FAIR Act that would take that down. Rand Paul, as I played in the last hour, I played what he said at Bowie State. He really sincerely understands what the problem is. And he's going to probably announce tomorrow that he's going to be running for president. Articles up on the Drudge Report, Washington Post, Rand Paul seems to stray from his libertarian roots as he courts the GOP base. Yes, of course, a lot of us are concerned about the overtures that he's making to the warmongers within the Republican Party. I think he needs to transcend it. Of course, you can't. The problem is you can't get the nomination without having that warmongering, or at least some of the warmongering vote. But that's the sad state of two-party politics. And, of course, they make sure that we only have two parties that we can choose from. That's how they control us. That's how they appear to give us a false choice. But, of course, they say that on both national security and on cultural fronts. In other words, because he's come out and said that he stands with Christians on religious persecution, that has alienated his base. Well, I don't think that it has alienated his base that much. Perhaps the national security thing, the real thing that is going to tell us where Rand Paul and any of these other people stand, is going to be the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Transatlantic Partnerships, those trade agreements that are not trade agreements. They are sovereignty-destroying agreements being negotiated in secret. Public is not allowed to see it. Our elected representatives are not allowed to see it. They're fast-tracking it through. They're going to push this multi-thousand-page legislation through without any modification or oversight. That's where we need to look out. That's where we need to be careful. And, of course, you've got Jeb Bush waiting in the wings, doubling down on his love of the NSA. It's not much of a choice, is it? Stay with us. We're going to be back. We're going to talk to Paul Joseph Watson. Stay with us right after the break.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Monday, April 6, 2015. We're going to be talking to Paul Joseph Watson. We got him on the line from the UK. I talked to him about this Rolling Stone rape case and the implications that it has for journalism. And before we get to that, I want to get a quick comment from him on this story that's up on Infowars.com today. Top cop in Virginia says insulting someone on Facebook can get you arrested. We got a lady who is facing up to a year in prison and a $2,500 fine for a picture that she posted on Facebook. I don't know where it stops. Of course, it never stops. The tyranny always ratchets up to another level, no matter how oppressive, no matter how absurd it gets. There's always another level they can ramp up to. Before we go to Paul, I just want to let you know that we've got our first run of oil of oregano at InfoWars Life. This is a high-quality, potent form of oregano that's on the market. Of course, this goes all the way back to the Roman Empire. They've been using this to strengthen the body's natural systems to enhance your overall health. But we've got this in easy capsules, so you don't have to have the burning liquid, because it does burn if you squirt it in your mouth in liquid form. So it's one of the few things that we've got that's in capsule form. It's a new nutraceutical-grade oil of oregano that's now available at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. That's oil of oregano, our first run of that in capsule form. Let's go to Paul Joseph Watson right now. Paul, thank you for joining us.
Good to be back, David.
Now, I want to talk to you before we get to the situation that's going on with Rolling Stone and UVA. This situation on Facebook about insulting somebody and getting arrested for that. Give us your comments on that.
Yeah, this was a woman who got into an argument with somebody on Facebook. It was actually a case of mistaken identity. So, you know, the argument got heated. This one woman responded with an image of herself and, you know, a selfie with a gun and basically said, "This is what I actually look like if you want to come and get me." Obviously, it was a dumb comment to make, but they responded by arresting her, and now she faces a misdemeanor, several months jail time if convicted, or a $2,500 fine. Now, the issue was not whether this was a dumb comment, it obviously was, whether it required her to be arrested and charged with a misdemeanor. That sounds patently ridiculous. But what's most chilling about this story is the comments made by this police representative in Virginia, who told the New York Daily News, quote, "Free speech doesn't say you have the right to insult anybody." And then he also said that swearing on Facebook, social media, or the internet was the same as disorderly conduct in public. So he was basically making the case that swearing on Facebook or insulting somebody on Facebook was a crime that should lead to arrest.
I think that's going to shut down Google if they put that. I mean, the comments on Google is one of the most ruthless and rude places for comments I've ever seen in my life, far worse than Facebook. So, I mean, there goes YouTube if we were to allow something that silly.
Well, yeah, obviously they could never enforce such a ridiculous law, because this is not about enforcement. It's about creating that chilling effect where you're afraid to say anything on social media. I mean, we've had cases even in the UK the past couple of months where, for example, a journalist made a joke about somebody who raised a Pakistani flag above a town in England, and he called the police on her for inciting racial hatred. So there have actually been police investigations on, you know, politically incorrect speech. But then in America, you have several cases over the past couple of years where it's basically teenagers making dumb comments, sarcastic comments and jokes, which they could never properly mean. For example, there was a rapper, an 18-year-old rapper, I believe he was, Cameron D'Ambrosio, who basically posted some rap lyrics on Facebook, which could be seen as violent. He was arrested. There was an 18-year-old woman who was sent to jail after, quote, lolling about a hit and run and a DUI on Facebook. So it's basically distasteful comments that get flagged, get reported to police. And instead of ignoring them and focusing on real crimes, they actually go after these dumb teenagers who make stupid comments on Facebook and arrest them and in some cases charge them.
Yeah, as you pointed out in the subtitle, the cop said there's no such thing as a petty crime. I think, Paul, one of the best things that we have in terms of shutting this kind of over-the-top nonsense down, because it's not going to be shut down by our elected officials, certainly not in Washington. I don't know that we can really count on too many, even at the state level. I think we need to have juries. We need to have fully informed juries who are going to say, all right, so yeah, she did, harassment by computer, but you're going to send her to jail for a year and fine her $2,500? No, not guilty. And just shut that kind of stuff down. That happened during alcohol prohibition. It's happened in the past. That is the purpose of the juries, to ultimately stand against intrusive and unconstitutional, unreasonable punishments, unconstitutional laws at both the state and the federal level. I think that's really about the only way that we're ever going to have protection from this, because it just gets more and more absurd.
That would be a sensible step, but it's not one that they're taking. I remember Brandon Raub a couple of years ago, the veteran, he made some comments on Facebook which were in the context of the Illuminati card game, another games that he was playing, I believe it was with his brother, which could be taken as violent if you applied them politically, even though the context wasn't political. He was literally abducted by FBI police and Secret Service, detained in a psychiatric facility for a week. Nobody really knew where he even was for a week. He finally got released, but again, that was perhaps the most egregious example of how comments taken out of context by law enforcement authorities are treated as terrorist threats, and then people are arrested. I mean, there was a case in Britain where somebody made a joke about bombing, as in, you know, the sense of bombing, having fun, in relation to a flight, and they got thrown in jail for 10 years.
Well, let's not forget the case of Barrett Brown. You and I and Joe Biggs all talked to Barrett Brown from prison. And, of course, Julian Assange says social media has all of your friends wearing a wire. And the perfect example of the government taking something out of context and completely twisting it was in the conviction of Barrett Brown, where they said that he was threatening an FBI agent. In reality, what he was doing was sarcastically reposting a quote from a Fox News commentator saying that Julian Assange ought to be assassinated. And what he did was he quoted that verbatim after that, and they said, oh, you're talking about an FBI agent. He wasn't talking about an FBI agent, but nevertheless, he's in prison because of that. That's essentially what they did to him. So, and by the way, there's an update to Barrett Brown. I just noticed over the weekend they have shut down his email service, not allowing him to receive or send any email because they're afraid that he's going to talk to people on the outside. That tells you exactly what they're after. That's why they would misconstrue what he had to say. When they have somebody who is pointing out their criminal actions or who is an enemy of the state for whatever reason, maybe he just politically opposes what they're doing, they will take your stuff out of context that's on social media, and they will send you to jail. Then they will shut you down so that you can't communicate to people on the outside. That's what they're doing to Barrett Brown right now.
Yeah, and I mean, as you mentioned, you see over and over again examples where the political class can get away with making violent comments, as well as, you know, many leftists, while people are, you know, castigated as offensive or racist for making certain comments taken out of context. You know, Azalea Banks, the black rapper, can rant about crack killing crackers in their sleep all day and nothing happens. There was a global warming skeptic just yesterday who got his Twitter account suspended because he had an argument with somebody about global warming. So again, it's this double standards that they keep applying, which, you know, some people can get away with it, others can't, depending on their political viewpoint.
Absolutely. I know you wanted to talk about the aspects of what's going on with this Rolling Stone story in the University of Virginia fraternity, that Rolling Stone is now taking back that story, and it looks like the fraternity is going to, they say, pursue, according to CNN, they're going to pursue all legal action against Rolling Stone. Break that down for the people. Give them background as to what's been going on with that for the last half a year or so.
Yeah, well, the incident happened in September, or it didn't happen. It was an alleged incident, which turned out to be completely fraudulent. But this college rape myth first began to circulate in 2010. It was NPR and the Center for Public Integrity. They put out this report which cherry-picked the facts and misrepresented the data. And then we got this myth that one in five young girls who go to college are raped. And this was even repeated by Obama himself. It was only a few months ago that we actually debunked this affirmatively when the Department of Justice came out with statistics that showed that college girls were less likely to be raped than women in the general population. So instead of 1 in 5, it was 0.03 in 5, far lower than the general population. But for 5 years, they peddled this myth that 1 in 5 college girls would be raped. And again, it's born out of this idea of cultural Marxism. They only focus on real rape issues if they can be blamed on the evil white male patriarchy. At the same time that this completely fraudulent and debunked UVA hoax was going on, that, you know, leftists and feminists were peddling it, we had a situation in England, for example, Rotherham, Rochdale and Oxford, all these different towns, where groups of Pakistani Muslim men were abducting and sexually abusing young white girls, and the authorities in those towns were covering it up because they feared they would be labeled politically incorrect or racist for bringing these rapists to justice. And of course, throughout that whole thing, and even after the report came out confirming that this happened, leftists and feminists completely ignored it because they only focus on rape issues that can be blamed on the evil white Western male patriarchy that they hate, because it's born out of their obsession with cultural Marxism, not genuine concern about women's rights and women and young girls being raped. So Columbia did a thorough investigation into this college rape issue and found that it was completely biased. They made up facts. They had a single source. All the friends of this supposed rape victim Jackie didn't give the quotes that were printed in the article. The police investigated this alleged gang rape. Nothing. They found no evidence of it.
Hang on, Paul. We're gonna break that down a little bit more after the break. Hang on. We're going to come right back after the break. We're going to break that down a little bit more because Columbia University also reviewed this case at the request of Rolling Stone.
By now, you know that wireless technology like cell phones do, in fact, pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Who has over 65 seed varieties of 34 different vegetables?
Down to Earth.
Who has over 63,000 seeds packaged to last 50 years?
Down to Earth.
Whose seeds can be frozen to maintain germination?
Down to Earth seeds. No hybrids, no GMOs, just proven old-time seed varieties grown all over the country by our grandparents. Our kids have the best variety and the largest quantities of vegetable seed for the best price. Get your food security now at downtoearthseeds.com or call 870-427-3039.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Paul Joseph Watson. And what we were talking about just before the break was this situation at the University of Virginia involving the Rolling Stone story. And, of course, this has been going on for about 6 months. As Paul was pointing out, there was a climate that had been created by NPR and some other mainstream outlets or left-stream outlets, however you want to call it, a narrative trying the politically correct narrative about rape on college campuses. And apparently in trying to tap into that vibe, Rolling Stone reporters went over the edge. Now, this is a report that came out today. Actually, this was reported on NPR. A report by the Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism said that the errors behind the article involved, quote, basically every level of Rolling Stone's newsroom. They said it was a systematic failing. It involved basically every level of the Rolling Stone newsroom, the reporter, the editor on the front lines, but also the policies and the supervision failed. But basically, Paul, this was essentially, I don't know, we see this happen so many times. We've got the media becoming an echo chamber for some cause celeb or some especially politically correct cause.
Yeah, it's basically political activism disguised as journalism.
Yes.
But the thing about it is this Rolling Stone writer who wrote this article in November last year, since been completely debunked, she's not going to be fired. Neither is her managing editor, the article editor, or any of the fact checkers that were involved in publishing this story, despite the fact that even from the very outset, as this Columbia University report makes clear, you know, the quotes used in the article were not from the actual people they were ascribed to. The main protagonist in the supposed gang rape of this woman, Jackie, did not exist. The police, the university couldn't find any evidence that even existed. Mm. So it was completely, it was at least dodgy from the very start. It turned out to be fraudulent. But nobody's being fired. And then, you know, Brian Williams gets suspended for 6 months for lying about a story. But this writer, this Rolling Stone writer, Sabrina Erdley, and all the staff on the Rolling Stone involved with this, keep their jobs. Nothing happens to them. So again, this idea of male privilege is completely demolished. And, you know, it's the double standard. It's, you know, when certain people say things that are offensive or when journalists get things badly wrong or when they lie, some of them are fired. Some of them are forced to apologize. Some of them just keep their jobs. And even in the apology that this writer made, she didn't apologize to the people accused in this fraternity of having committed this gang rape, which there's no evidence for. So even then, they still doubled down and refused to take full responsibility.
Interesting. It looks like there is going to be, they said that the fraternity, that they are going to follow every legal alley that they have to get compensated for this. One of the things I think that's interesting, too, about this, Paul, is as they pointed out in this review, they said the pseudonyms and the attribution disguise, as you point out, some of these people did not even really exist, were not only where the information came from, but also the fact they never identified these friends or ever spoke to them. And, of course, that's always an issue when we do journalism. Many times we've got cases that are going on right now with the Obama administration going after James Risen, James Rosen, a couple of people who are from the New York Times as well as Fox News did not want to reveal their sources. We've had situations like the Dyess Air Force Base where we couldn't reveal our source there. So you always do have legitimate cases where you don't want to reveal your source in order to protect that source, and you have that privilege. But it, then that can be abused in a really horrific way. I mean, what is the bottom line for this? In terms
of bottom line is what the report said, which was that Rolling Stone's fundamental mistake was in suspending any skepticism about Jackie's account, because remember, it was all coming from just her. There was no corroborating evidence or other sources because of the sensitivity of the issue. And even now in the aftermath, they're saying, well, it was right to go through with this because, you know, she was a victim and we had to consider the sensitivities of it, even though there's no evidence that she was even a victim at all. So again, it's this political activism, this social justice warrior mentality, that it's okay to lie and follow sloppy standards and just throw up an article that impugns an entire university because of the greater good and the sensitivity of the rape issue, when they completely ignore the huge rape scandal sweeping Europe in, you know, Denmark, Sweden and Norway, where it's through the roof. It's up 1,400% rate since the mid-70s, mainly because of Muslim immigrants. 77% of the culprits in Sweden are identified as foreigners. Because that's not politically correct, leftists and feminists completely ignore it while peddling this rape culture myth, which has been completely debunked by the Justice Department's own statistics.
Yeah, very, very, very selective about what they report. Of course, they're not going to attack anyone who, as you point out, who is exposing their sacred cows, but of course they will come after anyone who they don't like politically, even if they have to make up the information. Stay with us. We're going to be right back talking to Paul Joseph Watson from the UK.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host in Austin, and we have joining us Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. We've just been talking about the massive journalistic failings that we've seen going on with the Rolling Stone story covering a purported rape at UVA, which was a total fabrication. And, of course, Rolling Stone asked for the graduate school, the University of Columbia, the Graduate School of Journalism, to look at this. And the report they came back with said that there was systematic failing at every level. Let's put some bookends on this. Paul, of course, they're going to the fraternity that's been defamed in this is going to be pursuing legal measures. They've already said they're going to do that according to CNN Money. They say they're going to pursue all available legal action. There's going to be a lawsuit on this. Let's put a bookend on this. Where do you think this is going to head? Of course, they did not fire this individual who reported this. I mean, what is it going to be something that's going to scare the mainstream media from doing this in the future, or you think it's going to be business as usual?
Well, that's the big debate about whether it will stop actual rape victims from coming forward and reporting what's happened to them because of, you know, the mess that this has created. So that's one of the concerns. The other one for me is just the complete double standard. For example, The Guardian has an article on this, again, completely dismissing it. And the comments they promote to the top of the article, which is an interesting new phenomenon, because there have been studies conducted which show that the comments beneath an article can drive the narrative of the entire article rather than the article itself, which is why comments are very important, which is why The Guardian censors them all the time. But they promoted these two comments to the top of the article comments, which basically say that they still insist that this story is generally true and that Jackie, the woman in the story, was raped, even though there's absolutely no evidence to suggest that. So it's just interesting how they double down on these issues, even though they've been caught in total deception. But it just feeds into the wider narrative, which is, you know, born out of cultural Marxism, that they will only focus on things that can be blamed on white Western males, despite the fact that rape in America has declined 58% since 1994. We do have a major problem in Europe, as I mentioned before the break, with these Pakistani Muslim rape gangs, which feminists and leftists refuse to talk about because that's not politically correct and because they don't really care about women. They only care about their intersectional issues, which can be blamed on the patriarchy. So I would hope that it kind of demolishes this whole rape culture myth as they claim it's arising out of, quote, the dominant culture, which is Western white males, because there's very little evidence for that whatsoever. And in fact, the evidence is that rape is going down if you look at it from that perspective. But also, you know, we had the Walking While Female video a few months ago, a woman walking through mainly poor ghetto areas of New York for 10 hours, and they got 2 minutes of footage of people mainly saying compliments to her. She was harassed a couple of times, but this was 10 hours of footage. What was interesting was when some people pointed out that most of the harassment and the heckling was coming from minorities because she was walking through these poor areas, they actually lied to the video makers and claimed that, oh no, there were more threats and harassment from white people. It's just the audio wasn't loud enough to pick them up. So they blatantly lie when people bring up the fact that, you know, it's in a lot of culture of these minorities because of their culture, not because of the color of their skin, to harass women and treat women as second-class citizens, as Islam does in many countries. But again, feminists don't talk about that. They don't draw attention to that, because it can't be used to demonize who they want to demonize. It's the same as, you know, adult entertainers. There was an adult entertainer called Cytheria who was gang raped. Feminists completely ignored it because a lot of them are this kind of new breed of Puritans. They hate women who are involved in the adult entertainment industry. So it's just interesting how they pick and choose their rape victims and who to focus on, when in this case it was a completely debunked and demolished issue. It never happened.
Well, and of course, it is interesting how they pick and choose. And we've talked about that when you and I have talked about the cases of police brutality. They pick and choose. They want to get something that's ambiguous so they can set white people against black people and vice versa. This is all about divide and conquer, ultimately. And as we played some clips from this this sneering Machiavellian president of Stratfor, his name is Friedman, he's talking about different war issues. And they had somebody ask him, you know, what he thought was the threat of the Islamists. And he goes, well, that's not really a problem. And he goes on with some of these other things. But he points out that they want to keep people fighting with each other because he says you don't have to defeat something that never gets started, the fleet that never gets started, in his particular analogy. But, of course, if you've got a pushback against police state abuses, you never have to really fight that if you can keep that from ever getting started. If people just dismiss this as something that is a white versus black, get people fighting amongst themselves. One of the things, Paul, that he mentioned was how the genius way that Ronald Reagan had gotten the Iraqis and the Iranians fighting against each other. And, of course, it's not just getting different countries fighting against each other. but it is getting the citizens of our country to fight against each other over all these different issues and not really seeing where the real enemy is. I think that's really what is at the heart of this, as I see it, is this divide and conquer strategy.
Yeah, and you've seen that since the whole Black Lives Matter movement emerged, because the polls clearly show that in general across the United States, more people now support the police than they did before this whole issue emerged, because they see these black brunch protesters going into restaurants and diners and just basically harassing white people who have nothing to do with what the police do, police conduct, police brutality. So again, we never address the real causes of police brutality, which is why police and predominantly black people are getting into these violent confrontations in the first place. And there's a problem with violence within the police community, but there's also a problem of violence and criminality within the black community. The statistics bear it out. You know, black people are responsible for 50% of homicides despite being only 13% of the population. So the 9/11 calls are going to be coming from those areas. That's why they get into confrontations in the first place. That doesn't mean there's not a problem with police brutality. There clearly is, but we're never going to identify it and rectify it if most of the population support the police because they've been fed this phony narrative about hands up, don't shoot.
Yes, exactly. And what we wind up with is essentially kind of a, as we've talked about, they talked about the Teflon presidency with Ronald Reagan, how no matter how many scandals he's involved in, even though he could sell arms to our supposed mortal enemies, the Iranians, so that he could then foment revolutions in South America, the Iran-Contra situation, no matter how crooked that was, no matter how much of that was exposed, and of course Gary Webb exposed the other aspect of it, how they would then take the drugs from Central America and create a crack cocaine epidemic. No matter what they did, nothing stuck because Ronald Reagan was a Teflon president. We see that now with the police state. No matter how bad it is, nothing sticks. And part of it is because of the way they have cleverly switched the narrative and misdirected people. You know, Paul, I don't know if you're aware of this, but here in the U.S., we've had 176 people killed by cops in January and February. And then in March alone, it was over 100 people were killed by cops. I mean, we do really have a problem. And I think part of the reason that we're seeing this disproportionately with black people is because they've got this broken windows program where they say that we're going to set up a heavy police presence in areas where we see broken windows or graffiti or whatever. So we're going to put a massive amount of police there. Whenever you put a lot of police in a particular area, they're going to start harassing people for stuff like selling cigarettes without paying the tobacco tax on it. And if anybody pushes back, they're liable to kill that person. That's what we saw with Eric Garner.
Yeah, and, you know, that was a genuine case of police brutality, and the cop should have been indicted. But they mainly focus on cases like Antonio Martin, who pointed a gun at a cop's head. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're black or white. If you point a gun at a cop's head, the consequences generally aren't going to be very pleasant. Yeah. But they focused on that, like that was another example that it was on a par with Eric Garner. So, you know, the media drives a lot of that. Look at Time magazine. In defense of rioting immediately after the Ferguson unrest, they defended the people who were out there burning down mainly black-owned businesses. So they were pushing this whole narrative along with the Obama Justice Department and Obama himself, who said that, you know, they had legitimate grievances when they were burning down stores. You know, that does absolutely nothing to address the issue of police brutality and only makes the people who raise it as a concern look bad. So it discredited it to a large degree. And then, you know, why is it being funded by George Soros? None of these movements that are promoted by the establishment media and get $33 million in funding can be called grassroots. They're not grassroots. They're astroturf movements that, you know, whip up a lot of genuine people, but they're, at the end of the day, they're being directed towards a narrative and an agenda that suits the elite. It doesn't suit the grassroots, the people that would normally support it.
Yeah, you know, I looked at this article today from InfoWars.com. CIA and NSA analysts are treated by specialist psychologists because they see so many brutal beheadings and attacks and hardcore child pornography. And, you know, so they take them aside and they give them a special treatment. And I guess, you know, to some degree, Paul, I look at these headlines every day, and I'm looking at some of these things. Disturbing video shows a cop allowing a canine to maul an unconscious man to death. We reported about that. a Texas man thrown in jail for weeks because his lawn was overgrown. Father criticizes Detroit police for alleged negligence in son's traffic stop death. Texas sheriff deputy punches a pregnant woman. Another one where we've got up on Infowars.com today. Graphic footage surfaces of Idaho police shooting a pregnant woman who's mentally ill. We see this over and over and over again. And I tell you, it just really grieves me. I know that you don't have this situation anywhere near this level in the UK. I hope you don't get it there. But it is a problem here. And we're not doing anything about it because of this divide and conquer strategy, because they carefully pick which ones they want to talk about, and they avoid the ones that are so obvious and so egregious, and nobody in the mainstream media talks about it. Only we talk about Kelly Thomas, the homeless man being punched to death repeatedly by cops when his dad was a former police officer who instructed people on the proper way to engage the public. And we don't even have a discussion in this country about what the proper, let's call it rules of engagement, for lack of better terms. How are the police going to conduct themselves? And we just had another case of a cop who was escorted a lady to a domestic dispute because there had been a dispute between she and her husband, and there was a restraining order against her. So he was there. An argument broke out between the two of them. The dog started barking, and the deputy sheriff pulls out a gun to shoot the barking dog, who was no threat to him. He somehow falls on the ground as he's shooting and continues shooting and shoots a lady in the chest multiple times and kills her. I mean, that's the kind of Barney Fife, over-the-top, crazy rules that we see of engagement that the police are acting, and nothing is being done. He's not going to be charged for anything. Not for negligent use, negligent homicide, nothing. And, of course, he's going to remain a cop. And that's where we see that everywhere.
Yeah, I think there's some crazy statistic, which is something like there have been more Americans killed by police in the last year than something like the last 30 years in the UK. It's something like that.
Yes.
But
yes,
as far as I can tell, it must be due to the training. Because when you watch videos of police training, in fact, I remember posting one in an article. It was out of Austin, I think. It's literally like a military boot camp where they're being trained to take on an enemy.
And where is that training coming from? It's coming from the federal government. We know that. And even in New Mexico, where remember the case where they shot the homeless man just outside of Albuquerque in the hills, and that did become viral. It was in New Mexico at the state level that you had an instructor saying, I'm not going to teach this shoot first curriculum. And they had changed that. That was dictated from the federal government. They want to militarize the police. They want to have confrontations. They want them to get violent with the public. It's being driven from the federal government. And there are officers at the state level, at the local level, who are pushing back against it. Unfortunately, their only choice now in most cases is what this guy at the state police academy in New Mexico did, and that was resign, because the system had moved on and had left behind officers who wanted to have a sane, balanced response to situations. I tell you, if you've got to shoot a pregnant woman, if that's your only way that you can control a situation with a pregnant woman, you should not be in the job, period.
Well, I mean, you remember the target, you know, the billboard targets that they were selling to Homeland Security, one of them was of a pregnant woman.
Yes,
but
yes, true.
The whole perception of American police from, objectively, if you live outside of the United States, is that they're this predatory gang. I mean, one of the iconic images of American police is just them hanging out on a highway generating revenue and then shooting people. Those are the two most familiar things that people would associate with American police from an outside perspective.
Well, from somebody who's grown up here, that's the way I would look at it, basically.
Yeah.
Is the same way I would look at it. That's a pretty true perception, unfortunately. It used to be that there was the joke about, heaven was, where you get the best of all these different places. Hell was where you would get the British cooking and the German police and so forth and so on. But now the American police have taken the place of the most oppressive police. Of course, the German police got that reputation because of Hitler, because of the Stasi. But we have gotten far worse than the German police ever were. And they have more power and more information about everybody than the German police ever did.
No, and I mean, the majority of police in America will, they're perfectly fine and you won't have any problems with them. But it's just this gang mentality that infests a lot of it. You know, the roid heads and the tattooed ones. It's not like that in Britain. I mean, the police are corrupt. They're completely corrupt, but they don't go out in a predatory fashion to attack the public and look to escalate violent confrontations. It's all about de-escalating violence.
Yes.
In America, it seems like the opposite. It seems the first chance they get, even if you merely speak back to them, they will use that as an excuse to escalate the situation if they don't get instant obeil from, you know, a member of the public.
And here's the thing that we need to talk about. As you point out, this we're not trying to do a blanket condemnation of police. As Frank Serpico, who we've had on this program many times, if people are young, they may not know the movie Serpico with Al Pacino. You used to see it. It's a great film, interesting, true story. But we've had Frank Serpico on many times. He talks about people being points of light who are in the system who speak out against what's happening there. In his day, what was happening was corruption from the war on drugs, and it was a financial thing. But he pointed out that today, there's this brutality issue. That's really the bigger challenge. And, of course, that, I would argue, has come out of the corruption with the war on drugs. But when you don't stop it, and as he said, you're always going to have, in any profession, you're always going to have good people and you're going to have bad people. I mean, we were just talking about journalism. Look at the situation that happened here. You've got Rolling Stones has done some great journalism, especially Matt Taibbi about bankers and that sort of thing. But you've got different types of people there. Once, though, you have a system that does not punish wrongdoing, then the system itself accepts that wrongdoing. It excuses it. It internalizes it. And then you have systemic corruption. And that's the problem that we have here in America today, because the brutality is not being punished. The people are not being fired or put in jail. And so the system itself is accepting it, rubber stamping it, and becoming systemically corrupted. Thank you so much, Paul. We're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us today. Paul Joseph Watson.
Thanks, David.
Thank you. Stay with us. We'll be right back, and we're going to take your calls in the next hour. I want to finish up with some news that we didn't cover earlier on. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. Numana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, Numana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, Numana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy Numana today at PowerPrepper.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this?
And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver?
Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
Big John.
every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. I'm going to take your calls on the next hour. 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. I wanted to go over a little bit more news that we didn't cover. A lot of things are happening right now. Before I do, I want to let you know that we have Winter Sun, our newest product, available at InfoWarsLife.com. And, of course, that's something that we call it Winter Sun because you get vitamin D. Your body produces it when exposed to sunlight. If you're indoors, because they run you indoors, saying that you can't play outside. Of course, they're doing that with children right now. They're going to do that to adults sooner or later, say you can't play outside, go sit inside, hang out on social media, watch television, you can't get outdoors, or we'll arrest you because for your own good, you know, just to keep you safe. But no, to keep you safe, to promote your health, and actually, you need to understand that vitamin D is really a vital nutrient. It supports your immune health, your organ health, your bone health, your nervous system support, and your brain health. We have a source of it that is D3. It's not D2. It's not synthetic. It is a natural source. It's the best source of vitamin D3 that we could find. Again, that's Winter Sun Vitamin D3. You'll find that at InfoWarsLife.com, or you can call 800-253-3139. Now, we were talking earlier in the program about the fact that Rand Paul is going to announce probably tomorrow that he's going to run for president. Of course, the elephant in the room that everyone is talking about is Jeb Bush. He has so much money. We've got an article that's up on Drudge today. Gary Hart is talking about a billion-dollar Clinton campaign. He said that should frighten Americans. I think it should. I think we should all be frightened about how much money is pouring into the coffers of Clinton and of Jeb Bush. You know, it was H.L. Mencken that said an election is an advanced auction of stolen goods, and he was exactly right. Guys, pull up that clip with Jeb Bush on Hugh Hewitt. Because, you know, when you give $1 billion to Hillary Clinton, and we see that happening all the time, I mean, we could wind up having a $2 billion presidential campaign. And that is just a prescription for disaster. That is an advanced auction of stolen goods. But Jeb Bush went on the Hugh Hewitt show, and Hugh Hewitt is a conservative, a right-wing conservative, as I would call him, a real warmonger. And they were talking about the NSA and Jeb Bush's love affair with the NSA. And, of course, this is a conversation that happened right after the shooting of the two men dressed as women, the two transvestite prostitutes that stole a car or whatever and hit the barrier. But this is the way they responded to that. Let's play that audio clip.
Let's turn to the serious stuff. I want to start with the attack on the NSA today. We don't know much about these two people. Probably terrorists, obviously. Probably, yeah, it's a terrorist attack when you attack the NSA. How great a threat of lone wolf terrorism do you see right now, and what should the country do about it?
I think it's a serious threat in a world where we're so connected with the rest of the world. We have people moving in and people moving out.
Okay, pause that there for a second. Okay, so it's a serious threat. It's a lone wolf terrorist, okay? So we know that because, you know, they attacked the NSA. And even though there was two of them, it was a lone wolf. I tell you what, in Washington, if you get lost or if you get panicked, just make sure you're not dressed as a woman. You know, make sure that you're dressed like a Secret Service agent because then you can crash the barricades and nothing is going to happen to you. But, of course, he's going to go on and tell you how much we need the NSA. But, of course, the NSA can't even protect themselves. Let's continue with that tape.
Everybody gets to listen to your show to get all their information. Bush. People get their information in different ways. They get disaffected, disillusioned, preyed upon. And so, yeah, I think that this is a ongoing threat, and I hope that our counterintelligence capabilities are always vigilant. I've always been nervous about the attacks on the NSA and somehow that we're losing our freedoms by keeping Homeland safe. I think we need to be really vigilant.
That's where I was leading. There is an element within our party, and I'm a Republican, you're a Republican, that has grown Snowden-esque in certain ways and very, very anti-surveillance, but in a world where people are attacking the NSA, I don't know that we have an alternative. So how do you balance those two things out?
Okay, we'll be right back and play the rest of that clip for you. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.